Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. We have not heard from you today, so get in if you want. 1 hour in, two to go, and we are here, 713-780-3776. The story is Texans OTAs and Astros win. Tampa in town now for a four-game series, and Astros have won four straight and five out of six on this homestand, which is nice. A 10-game homestand, finishing up with Tampa here. Continue to roll. The Astros looking good, just a half game out of first place. The bad news, Ronel Blanco going to have Tommy John surgery. We found that out yesterday. So we got that. Texans OTAs. We got so apparently Jaden Higgins looks pretty big. I saw some. Did you see?
Oh, dude, he's a good yeah. sized guy. He's as big as he's like Nico Collins size.
Yeah. No, that's the comparison is almost tight end biggish. That's how big he is. Nico was asked about Jaden Higgins, and I just think this is going to be a really really nice duo. I know, maybe he's going to learn the intermediate routes and whatnot and be pretty good. Nico catches a lot of balls in the about 10, 12 yards down the field and runs with him. We'll see if Jaden can't do that on the other side and see what kind of combination this is. But here was Nico talking about Jaden Higgins.
Boy, it's nice, man. Both of the whole rookie receivers, man, the type of guys we got bringing in, man, it's playmakers, man. And, it's an honor to share the field with them, you know, and it's only right we go out here and just get each other better, learn from each other, man, and talk to each other, you know, on the route they see and anything they need to work on, man. You know, I'm here for him to lean on, and I'm here to learn from him as well, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's the only way you can improve on your game, you know, just having an open mindset and being a book, you know, just being a learner, you know.
Nico Collins at the Combine in 2021, 6'4", 215. Jaden Higgins at the Combine, 6'4", 214.
Well, it's a big difference.
Now, Nico has crazy long arms, 34-inch arms for a tackle, for a wide receiver his size. I mean, that's really good. Hand size, very similar, 33 1/8, which is actually it's good for a wide receiver. It's just Nico's, like, elite. Yeah. But honestly, they have basically the same. Well, Nico's actually faster than Jaden Higgins, but yeah, it's a good combination. I did hear the argument. There was a good football argument with some Texans fans talking about, is this replication at wide receiver? Are you getting another Nico Collins? And
okay.
I know, yeah, and it's a good argument to have, because, you know, I would argue that two of good is good. I don't really care. Bucky Brooks and I, you know, Bucky has made a comment about Bucky used to be an NFL. I work with him at NFL Network and NFL.com, and he worked for a couple of different NFL teams. He was an NFL a wide receiver turned defensive back, or was it defensive back turned wide receiver, whatever, from North Carolina. And he's told me, he said, you know, you'd like to have a basketball team where you have different sizes, different flavors, different types, because it allows you to match up differently. And I think generally speaking, yeah, that's good. But if you have guys who can both have the speed to get down the field and they can both win contested catches, I'll deal with as long as I got a guy that's wiggly from the slot, I'll deal with the rest of it. You're going to tell me that I throw the ball up near Jaden Higgins and he's going to win 50-50 balls, Nico Collins can catch contested slants? that's I got an accurate. Well, you know, I think I've got a really accurate quarterback. He had been before last year. I think it's going to be fine, especially with Jalen Noel in the.
I don't understand. If you got like, I mean, if you got okay, you got Ja'Marr Chase on one side and you got Ja'Marr Chase on the other side. How good are you going to be? If you've got Nico Collins right. on yeah. one side and you got Nico Collins
double
on the
Justin
other side.
Jeffersons. Now, those are the best of the best.
Okay. I would say Nico. But Nico's one of the best.
I would say he's one of the best. I'm not going to put him with Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson because they have some elite characteristics. But, yeah, but he's in the tier. I think he is in the bottom of tier one. I think he right. deserves to be in tier one.
Absolutely.
Now,
and to have him on the other side, we're going to complain or we're going to try to make up some kind of problem with it? I don't get it. If he's going to be Nico-like, I think you got a huge win. Mike Sando did a piece, and he said the thing that he liked most about everybody's offseason.
Yeah.
For the Ravens, it was re-signing Ronnie Stanley. For the Bills, it was keeping Josh Allen happy, giving him the contract. For the Bears, how much they did offensively. For the Texans, remaking the wide receiver position by acquiring Christian Kirk and using two early picks on Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel brought hope for the Texans after they subtracted Stephon Diggs and lost Tank Dell. Those new receivers aren't going to help the pass protection, which remains a concern. But if a quarterback C.J. Stroud can get the ball out of his hands quickly, Houston has some players who might catch it. Are these three wide receivers the Texans' best move this offseason?
I would say yes. I would say Noel and Higgins
good,
are the best. Yeah,
yeah. Because they
specifically target areas that fit this offense. So yeah, I would say you're right. I would say he's right about that.
Yeah, I'd say too.
Now,
Gardner-Johnson was a nice acquisition.
But is that also a little bit of a slam? Like not backhanded, but when you look, does that kind of also speak to the fact that Texans were pretty average in the off season? When you look at free agency and all things considered.
Well, I don't.
Trading for Ed Ingram.
Well, I don't know. Some of them, the best moves by teams, re-signing Ronnie Stanley. Okay.
But who did the Texans get did they do that you really liked?
I liked the wide receivers they picked up.
No, I like that too. I'm saying
they need a wide receiver, and you know what? They addressed it.
Do you have anything else? I'm saying there's not a lot of competition.
I like the acquisition of C.J. Gardner.
I'd say that's a good one. I will tell you that there's, you know, let's see how he wears his welcome out fast.
Yeah.
So let's see how that works. But from a talent standpoint, 100%. Because Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is a variable player. He is a versatile tool and cog that you can – now, if D'Amico's willing to do this and Matt Burke's willing to do this – he's a guy you can move around. You can play him in a slot. You can play him in a post as a high safety. He can play down some. He can match up on some tight ends. Like, frankly, he is, to me, his skill set is more valuable than Jalen Petrie, for me. But Jalen Petrie's a high football character guy. He's pretty good around the line of scrimmage. That's what they like about him. He's more of a force player. But Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is more of a coverage player. And that's something that was missing from them last year. Even though they've got a lot of takeaways, they could be exploited at different times from the slot. And honestly, I just think Chauncey Gardner-Johnson gives them a better coverage option back there in the secondary. How they're going to use him, I don't know. You know, I don't know if he plays ahead of Jimmy Ward. I know that you've had a lot of safety injuries. I don't know if they do something different with Jalen Petrie. I don't really know how they're going to use him, but he's too talented to sit on the bench. Like, he's better than some of your starters. I mean, he's got to play, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of a slow offseason. You know, the offensive line acquisitions, probably the offensive line, what they did, is widely recognized as being bad moves, probably. You know, I don't think people understood the Laremy Tunsil dynamic in the locker room and all of that stuff. Kenyon Green was a bust. Kenyon Green has been a bust, and hopefully he resurrects his career. He's a Houston guy. Hopefully he resurrects his career there in Philadelphia. But the Texans offseason has the only thing people talk about is the offensive line. The only thing. So to see some positives with CJ, with the wide receivers is a plus for this team. But you're probably right. It those are Christian Kirk, you know, and a couple of draft picks. This is what we're lauding the Texans for this offseason. It's probably been a really slow offseason.
Yeah, but but it could end up being. But I like those picks a lot.
Yeah, yeah. And here's the deal: the Texans had made all their moves last offseason, right? Because they had all the money. This offseason, they didn't have the money.
They
were limited in what they could possibly
do. I don't hold that against teams when they don't. Yeah. You know, when they're. I never hold it against teams who are being smart financially. The Texans had to trade, like they had to trade Laremy Tunsil. One of the reasons they had to trade him is they needed money for free agency. They needed money to fill a roster up.
Well, did you like the defensive line, the Sheldon Rankins that brings back Foley?
It's fine. It's fine.
I mean, it's not glamorous.
It's functional. It's got a chance to be good. Those guys aren't bad players. It's fine. I don't think you got better necessarily. You just got deeper.
Yeah.
So it's okay. You attack it next year, I guess.
Right. I mean, I agree. I think Sando hit it on the head, and I think these are going to be. I think these are going to be nice, but because the uncertainty of Tank, Mechie has not panned out. You lost Steph Diggs. I mean, I like the way, and we'll find out if Christian Kirk is going to be.
I don't see Mechie making this team, do you?
I don't either, especially since C.J. Gardner-Johnson wants number 8.
You think it's just that simple?
I think that's it. I think that's the writing on the wall.
Yeah,
could call me 8. Well, that's taken right now, isn't it?
Yeah, you can call him. What are the things that he said, Dell? What do you remember the names? You
8
can call
and what else?
Chiggy or Goose? Seedy, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, Seedy. Seedy. All right, 713-780-3776. If you want
to
get in
here. But he can't go to Dallas because there's already a Seedy over there.
Yeah, there's a Seedy.
So he can
there.
Never go to Dallas.
No.
You can't do that. I when we come back, I do want to – we'll get into some Astros. I want to talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder. They advanced. Also, look a little bit at the Texans roster because I do think that there's finally some real competition at some different spots. It's gonna make for some interesting cuts. We haven't had that for a while here in Houston.
And we also had a ball sack moment.
Oh my gosh!
And we had a show. That I can't even understand what she was saying. So we will do that.
I don't know if you're familiar with NBA Centel. You are. Instead of Central, it's NBA Centel,
right.
And they're famous.
Right.
Now, they're not the ones who did this, but NBA Centel out that the WNBA, this person who runs this account, it's a parody account, and they trick people with fake. They figured out the WNBA fans are either not very smart or just don't know what they're dealing with, and he is going after them and tricking them every single day with fake quotes. It's hilarious.
It's fun. All right, right now I'm talking about game day men's health. Okay. Sean over there wanted me to make this clear to a bunch of people. The leaders in hormone optimization, testosterone replacement, is game day men's health right now. And the competition, you know what they're doing? Oh, they're putting labs. Oh, what? They're putting labs in their facilities so that they can better serve their clients. Game Day Men's Health, that was originally, that's it. Everyone's going to have a lab. That's what Game Day Men's Health, that's how they started this thing up. Secondly, wait a minute. We're going to go a month and not charge you for a consultation. Well, Game Day Men's Health's like, we never charge you for a consultation. We're never going to charge you to find out whether or not you have the testosterone that you need, because that's part of the deal. Okay, Game Day Men's Health says come in, find out where your testosterone numbers are, and then let's work out a plan to help you reach your goals of being better, whatever it is that you're deficient in. Game Day Men's Health is there. They can see all the numbers. What's your vitamin D like? What's your vitamin E like? What's your testosterone like? What's your PSA? They got it all. They do it all. Game Day Men's Health is the way to go. I just like them better. I've been doing this for a while. I'm a veteran of testosterone replacement therapy. Game Day Men's Health is just better. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. Find the one nearest you. Open it up all the time. GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
Kane is in the building.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back. Before we get to Oklahoma City, Did you guys see Texas blocked Ohio State from moving the season opener? They're playing August 29th, the first game of the season. They're playing it at noon on Saturday. Texas and Ohio State. That's a game that should be Sunday night. That's a premier marquee, doesn't get much better in the world of college football game. But and Ohio State wanted to move the game to Sunday night, and Texas said no. Why would I want to move the game to Sunday night and have a short week for our boys that were just told we were kicking off at high noon? Del Conte, Chris Del Conte said. That was never about moving the time of the day. It was just, hey, do you want to move the day? We're contractually obligated to this day. That was it. The craziness is, oh, my God, they said no. I just said no to Sunday. I got to go to church. I mean, hot dang. I could see them not wanting to get a short week for week two because they got San Jose State. And I don't know how you're going to get ready for San Jose State on a short week.
Well, you don't know how beat up they'll be playing the defending national champions. They may be all banged up. They don't want to go in
And how are you going to beat San Jose State?
Don't let Ohio State, if they do, don't let them beat you twice. And don't add a short week to the equation. San Jose State's a proud football program. You keep down talking. Sound as those San Jose State, because you don't care about West Coast football. You're one of those elitists.
Yeah, I'm
an SEC guy. There's no question. Yeah. But, yeah, San Jose State, I mean, you got to be worried about that game. Listen, that should have been a Sunday night game. I mean, Fox's big noon game is stupid. I mean, it's
well, they're trying
stupid.
To make it a thing.
I know they're trying to make it a thing.
Yeah.
No one wants it.
Why do we care about the time of the game?
I'm not ready for football then.
Clearly,
and you
ready.
Know what though?
Play the game.
Well, wait a minute.
You're not.
You're just saying that because you're on the West Coast. We're ready.
No, I was never ready for a
well,
big game.
Well, they're not
game.
Doing you it grew- because of you. They don't care about you.
I know they don't. I know they don't care about
I'm
me.
I'm not ready
Start
for the game
Start to care about
yet.
Me, the consumer.
I'm not ready Please. Yet.
I'm not ready
we
for
start
noon.
At college noon at Sunday
college
for football.
Football. Yeah, how many Coors Lights?
What are you talking about?
How many Coors Lights are you in by
How many are you in by the Texans?
You watch noon football for the Texans.
You watch noon football professionally.
I know. Not that many. I don't like noon games. No.
Well, no one cares what you like. Yes. The SEC doesn't care about you.
Not of interest to what you care
When are you
going to
learn
about?
The SEC doesn't
no
care about you? Definitely Fox doesn't care about you. They know Wendy works for Disney. They're trying to intentionally screw you.
Well, see, that's why I hate them.
They're trying to
that's
sink Disney stock.
So, I mean, just stop already with these important games at noon.
Important
okay.
games at noon were a thing for like 30 years.
What, yeah. That, no, 2:30 was always.
No, it wasn't always. John, that's
yeah,
the SEC
always.
Or the CVS. No, there are big noon games, or depending
no,
on where you live, sometimes
no,
11.
Wrong,
yes,
you're wrong.
John, you remember.
Alabama.
John,
got
stop
it.
It.
Was always a 2:30
John,
game.
Florida State, Miami used to play at noon all the time
yeah.
in the 90s. What
yeah,
are you talking about?
Sure.
What are
that's,
you talking
that's
about?
That's true. There were a lot. Back.
There were a lot
well,
of big
was,
time
that
noon
was a little,
games.
But that was a while back. There's not a
I
ton
said
now.
For 30 years, yeah,
yeah.
It was a thing, and then things changed. But
30 years ago.
For the next 30 years, it
yeah,
hasn't been a
it
thing.
It changed, but there was a time when noon kickoffs were a big deal in
yeah,
college
nobody
football.
Liked it.
Who? What? Who, yeah. who's
who
doing,
are you talking about?
Who are you talking
I like
about?
My football throughout the day.
Yeah.
Why are we trying to cram football
I,
into
no,
like a
you know
tiny
what?
Little five?
Why do I want a crappy game
the,
to start
new,
the day?
You can't talk to him
the
about
new,
this.
The 11 o'clock games are for Indiana and
not
and
always.
Rutgers.
They weren't
and
always
Rutgers.
That way.
That's what it's for.
No,
that's
in the Big
for.
Ten it is, yes.
Yeah.
But there's some Big Ten games that now, like, look, if you pay as much money as Fox is paying, that's what comes with it. If you want to take all their money and get billions and billions, then you're going to have to play some games when they want
to
put them on TV.
To,
yeah.
In
they're
one
the boss
respect,
of you.
In one respect, you know, Del
they own
right.
you like Richie Stevenson.
Because I come from a fan base that really, really enjoys a 6:30 game. The LSU, they hate the early games at Tiger Stadium. They love to tailgate all day, and it's a much better atmosphere at night. I could see where Del Conte doesn't want to play on a Sunday night at Ohio State. I could see that.
Oh,
you know?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. because they're all
it's a potential advantage.
Yeah, they're all lubed up, ready, and the fan base is going to be a lot rowdier.
Well,
than
there's a greater chance of murder in the evening from Ohio State fans. Yeah, because you know they're the nastiest, some of the nastiest, most violent fans in the. And I'm sure there's very nice Ohio State fans.
No, there's not.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of. I'm sure some of them are listening. I can't prove it, but I'm sure that they're there. I can tell you this: I know that there's some terrible fans.
Yes,
and they know that too, and Ohio State fans know that too.
No, the majority. A matter of fact, I think 100%. I've never met a decent Ohio State fan ever. Ever.
Wow.
John, do you enjoy Texas versus Oklahoma generally as a football game?
It's stupid. They play at noon.
They don't do it anymore.
11 o'clock.
They don't do that anymore, but they did for a
decade. It was terrible.
It wasn't terrible.
It was awful.
It wasn't. You're
play
making
the game
your
at night.
That game's never played at night.
Play a big game at night when we're all lubed up,
no
ready
one's
to go.
Looking. No one cares
no
if you're
one's
drunk
ready
at
home.
11
o'clock.
No, we're playing a game so you can watch it at home
I'm
drunk.
Still hungover from
Friday
night.
Yeah,
you
can't take him seriously. All John bases everything on is drinking. So
let's listen. Okay.
You're telling
call
them that
in.
They can't have games on TV at certain times until you're
call
ready.
In. What's better for a big game? 11 o'clock or 7 p.m.?
You can have a big game at 7. There's probably a big game that day at 7 o'clock.
It's August 30th. I'm sure there is a big game that day. And what's better?
Well, I don't know. August 30th,
well,
maybe not.
I think so.
Every Sunday night game. Listen, they go all day Saturday and in week zero, then they go Sunday night, and then they go Labor Day. There's huge Sunday night games.
I'm sure ESPN has a game for
you. USC was the Sunday night game last year.
Was the Sunday night game.
Yeah.
Not Saturday.
And that's what Ohio State wanted to put Texas Ohio State on Sunday night.
Yeah, there's probably – yeah, I'm trying to see who the games are. I mean, it's not this is August 30th?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the big
marquee
games.
Wait, actually, there are
hold
on a second. College football. There's
this
many
Miami
games?
Notre Dame plays Sunday night. You got your game.
Wait a minute. Have there ever been this many games on August 29th? Did they start a week early this year?
Yeah,
considered week one or week zero?
Week, zero.
Week one. It's considered week one.
This is 2024.
They do one, MAC game the week before.
You got Virginia Tech at South Carolina. And at 2, and then you got Miami Notre Dame at 6:30 on Sunday. You got your prime time game between two top 10 teams.
Miami?
Yeah.
It's been irrelevant for 30 years.
They had the Heisman Trophy winner.
They had a Heisman Trophy finalist and the number one overall pick.
Number one pick, yeah.
And Notre Dame, Miami, ancient rivals, two top 10 teams. They'll play each other at night. There it is. There. So you got your Sunday night big game, and it doesn't matter this time. Okay.
He tricked you into this argument. They tricked me, too.
It's ridiculous.
Honestly.
No. Texas.
Doesn't even care that much about
Texas
or Ohio
man
State.
Up. Man up, Texas.
You mean
put the game
what do you mean?
They,
you know what?
Night.
Man
play
up. At 9 a.m.
They signed a game
play
to go play.
Play at 9 a.m. Make John wake up at 6:30 again.
Man up. They signed up to play Ohio State in their building. You're telling them to man up?
Man up. Man
it's,
up.
There's not great
I don't like defending Texas at all, but I can't get after them for deciding to go to Columbus and play a game and then saying put their foot down. Hey, we didn't schedule it for noon, but that's the scheduled time. We're going to stick with it.
Yeah, well, that's just
I
weird.
Mean, when that's does Colorado weird. Play? When does Deion play? That's going to be the biggest game of
oh,
the year.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be big.
That's going to be the biggest game of the year. We'll see if it's still really big must-watch TV with no Travis Hunter.
And no Shador, no Travis Hunter.
Right.
We'll see.
It's not the biggest. It's not the biggest set of games, Dell. He's got a good.
Yeah, he had a what? Did he get a 5-star?
Yeah.
As a freshman, I don't know if he's going to play, but he just recruited one.
I bet
one.
He does.
I bet he has.
Yeah, Alabama, Florida State will be a big game. That's 2:30. That's a 2:30
on
game.
Saturday. LSU, Clemson. You got your games all throughout the day.
There's some good ones. There's some good ones.
Yeah, just man.
Notre Dame, Miami, as you mentioned. TCU, North Carolina's Monday.
That's the Monday night.
All right. We said we get to Oklahoma City. Congratulations. It was the worst game ever. Congratulations. You won. You're going to the finals, and you're going to win it all. That's enough. I've had enough Oklahoma City.
Have you had enough already? They haven't won it yet.
I'm sick of them.
I'm not sick of them. I like it. I like this story. Like a team that's actually built from the ground floor up. instead of all the LeBron talk, we spent all this time on LeBron for years and years, and now we get actually something where a team for the people. This is kind of a people's team.
They're not for the people.
Why not?
Because the people think they want this, but the people don't want it. The people will turn on OKC really quickly.
Well, we turn on everybody. We turn on Golden State. And I'm saying, as a Rocket fan, it's. I'm just saying, as a general sports fan, KC was a great story. Golden State was a great story. Yeah, you eventually turn on anybody that's good. You have to.
I've already turned on Shea.
Why are they turning on Shea? Because of foul merchant?
They think he accentuates calls. It's less about him getting to the free throw line. It's the process of how he gets there that people have a problem with.
But there's a ton of great shots and great scoring that is – I don't think his game is over. Like, there were times James's game could be – James was looking where he did the arm out move where he was drive in and he'd have the arm out and would just let the ball out of his hands. Shea gets to the free throw line.
Don't underestimate Shea's ability to draw fouls.
No, he's a phenomenal foul drawer.
A flopper.
But that's not all he's trying to do. He actually looks for mid-range. Like, he's not – James sometimes was just – when he would drive, he just went into, I'm going to get a foul mode. Shea can pull up at any second and hit a mid-range game. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander right now is one of the most dominant – there was an argument being made online with and Front Office Sports had an article, and they said this might be the most dominant and most the most random or doesn't get the attention. See what they're
anonymous.
Anonymous. It's the most anonymous pairing of MVP and NBA championship team if they win it in the history of the league, because you got Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and Oklahoma City, and they won 65 games, and it's just. Or 65, 67, they won, you know.
Might have been 68, I think.
Yeah, it might have been 68. It's the fifth highest total in NBA history. And it's just kind of ho-hum. And my wife kept asking yesterday, what's the big deal about them? I said, they're really, really freaking good. They're really good. You just aren't going to hear about them because it's Oklahoma City. She goes, why did they have a patch of the gas station on their jersey? I said, yeah, Loves. You know why? Because it's Oklahoma City. What do they have there? They can't have Applebee's. That's too much for Applebee's, probably, to spend on jerseys. So you get Love's, the gas station. Is their patch a gas station company?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
I mean, this guy scores 30. He scores over 30 a game. They won a ton of games. They're going to win a championship. Like, there's nobody that can touch them in this play. There's not the Knicks. And I don't – Tyrese Halliburton's a great story. They'll get rolled up to probably 4-1. This team is a problem, too. They're built to last for a while.
Yeah.
Like, we got some work to do, Rafael. Or not do.
Wow.
Depends on what y'all think.
Who knows? But
what are y'all going to do? Are we going to do something or not do something?
So I see – like, I saw an article today on CBS Sports about how they comp very similarly to the Warriors because of Shea, and he won his first MVP. And Steph won his first MVP the same year he won his first title. So in a time where no one goes back-to-back, we're stamping OKC as the potential next dynasty?
I am, yeah. I think that's – I mean, they've got the looks of it because they've got – I mean, their player is not predicated – he is a phenomenal scorer. Phenomenal. And Jalen Williams
But weren't we saying the same thing about Denver a couple of years ago?
Boston last year.
Potentially, yeah.
Because of how dominant they were.
I like the fact that
– Yeah, and Boston last year.
I think,
year,
right. Sam, you know, a big difference to me is Sam Presti has always been known as one of the great GMs and frankly, in sports.
I mean, Brad Stevens has done a good job acquiring, but he made smart trades, veterans that helped them win. Look, OKC.
It's a deep West. The West is deep.
And it's not just that. There's some luck involved. OKC, no major injury this year. Look across the league.
That's a good point.
So now you can't predict them, but you've watched how these things have played out. They're one major injury from not winning next year. That's just how it goes. Because if you stack long playoff runs on top of each other, eventually someone's going to break down. That's just how it's played out across the NBA. They're younger, so maybe they're less susceptible to it. But if I'm making a prediction, I think it's more likely that they lose a star for a postseason run than they go back-to-back, if I just go by recent history.
Yeah. I mean, the big difference to me is that Sam Presti has proven to be a roster builder.
Understood. Yeah. But if it's one of their top three, Jalen, Chet, or obviously Shea, then they're going to be in real trouble, no matter how many Case and
Wallace
you can unearth.
But they've got two Jalen Williams.
So if they
lose one, they got the other Jalen Williams.
Different skill sets, different levels of importance as well.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, we got a break. We're behind. Let's 713-780-3776. Let's hear from Joy Taylor on the other side and what she thinks about this whole Steelers situation.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we got to hear from Joy. Right now, we got to hear about Billy Brown and Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Making the Brown go down. That's what Billy does. Make the Brown go down. He is really, really good with the whole toilet situation. It's not great to be associated with toilets your whole life, but that's a Billy's lot in life. There's nothing we can do about it, okay? Bill, it's not only toilets, though. It's also water that goes to your shower, water that goes to your sinks, water that goes out in your backyard, goes to your – Lance had to redo his whole backyard. They did that. Mm-hmm. A water under your house, how it gets there. If Billy can do it all, not just toilets. I don't want you people to be just associating Billy with poo. Okay? Let's not do that.
Well, wait a minute now.
Okay?
You've done everything you can to associate him that way.
No, I'm saying let's stop that now.
Okay?
This is not what
we should be doing. And let's start with you.
I'm the one that's telling everybody.
Okay.
All right? Billy is more than just poo. Billy is more. He's got more to do than just that. Okay? Water. Water flow. Water flow is awesome.
Moving gas lines.
Dude, he does it all.
That's right.
He does it all. So don't just say, oh, Billy Brown, poo. No, it's not it. That's not what we're doing here. What we're doing here is making sure that if you have any issue plumbing-wise, whatever it is, it could be more than just poo going down the toilet. 281-488-6238, 281-488-6238, or aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So this Aaron Rodgers saga, the other day yesterday we played Terry Bradshaw saying it's stupid, don't bring Aaron Rodgers in. He doesn't want him there. He wants to watch Mason Rudolph instead. Okay. All right, Terry. I guess you hate the organization. You hate Steeler fans. But on the opposite side is Joy Taylor. OTA started yesterday, and you know who's not in camp for the Steelers? And you know who's pissed off about it? Aaron Rodgers is not there. And here's Joy Taylor talking about Aaron Rodgers skipping camp, OTAs, with the Steelers.
Why? Why? This is the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have six Lombardi. They're coached by
a quarterback.
First ballot Hall of Fame Mike Tomlin.
They don't have a quarterback. They don't have
a quarterback. And we're sitting around talking about Aaron Rodgers is not there on the first day of OTAs. Mandatory or not, where's your pride? Where's your dignity?
That's why I say I'm going to give him another day.
Where's your respect for the game? Where's your respect for this organization? Where's this organization's respect for the history that they have in this league? What are we talking about? He's never played there before. He doesn't know any of these teammates. He doesn't know the streets to get to the facility. He doesn't know the doctors. He doesn't know the rehab crew. He doesn't know anybody. He doesn't know anybody. He doesn't know where to get his smoothies. Nothing. Why would you not be there? Why am I supposed to take this seriously? It's not about him not being at non-mandatory OTAs for a team that he's been with for 22 years. Do what you want to do. You won five games last year. The year before that, you didn't play because you tore your Achilles. The year before that, you missed the playoffs. What are we talking about?
And you say
now you got me crashing out, Paul.
No.
You say I have ADD. Well, I do. But that was – he doesn't play for the team now.
He doesn't – he's not
He's
signed.
Not even on the roster yet.
I guess that's her point because everyone thinks it's a foregone conclusion that he will play for them.
Well, at first I thought she was saying, "What are
that's
we talking
what
about?"
People believe,
but then she's saying, "Why would you not be there to like?"
Yeah, why?
Yeah, because it's not mandatory. He doesn't go to non-mandatory stuff. I hear all these people making a big deal about voluntary. Now all of a sudden, when it's voluntary, get that you don't like Aaron Rodgers. And
but
I think he's a pain
well,
in the ass.
Well, to that point, though, Lance,
I would agree too. But
listen,
he already
to
told,
that point,
he didn't go last year.
If he was actually on their team and he wasn't there, that would be a problem.
Well, yeah, he's not on the team.
But he's not on their team.
He's the first and foremost, he's not. You can't even have that conversation when a guy's not signed. And most veterans, a lot of veterans don't sign until after this time because they want to avoid
it. But it's certainly not
a quarterback thing. Right, I'm
a
fan of quarterbacks being there if they want to be part of it. Aaron Rodgers already showed you last year when he didn't even show up. They were thinking he was going to show up last year, and he didn't. He went and did ayahuasca or whatever. He's already showed you, or no. He had that was a year before, I think.
He had something
last
else.
Year. He had something else, so he didn't show up. And they were like, "We thought Aaron was coming in." No, Aaron's already told you he's not coming in. This is who he is. Like, I don't. He doesn't really care about where to get his smoothies. He might blend them himself. That was a weird thing. You don't know where to get your smoothies.
Just part of the whole, but you need to figure out Pittsburgh as a whole,
yeah,
I guess.
But he's not signed to the Steelers. You can't even have this conversation.
So I am assuming she's operating under the assumption that he that's going to happen.
I am too, but I could see this. I could see them at some point both saying this isn't going to work. I could see Mike Tomlin going in and telling Omar Khan and frankly the Rooneys, we can't do this with this guy. He's not all in. He's not a Pittsburgh Steeler. We can't. If he wants to be here, he needs to get in. If not, we need to move in a different direction.
That's pretty much her point. If you want to be there, go. You should be there right now as a quarterback
he's
of a new
not
team.
Signed.
John, I know. I'm aware. We all know the facts. I'm trying to get into why she's why she's speaking this way. And the assumption would be, hey, you're going to play there, right? So why aren't you there right now?
Well,
is he though? Wait a minute. That's another point. Is he? Is he? Are we sure?
That's what people are assuming.
No, that's what everybody except him.
What's the only place he's going to play unless he's going to be a savior in the middle of the year for somebody who's got an injury? But I still think temporary retirement is on the table for him.
I'm not
sure
that he wants to play. Are you sure? That
I don't
he
know.
Wants
no, I'm not sure he wants to play. When you see his activity level on podcasts now, I think he'd rather go and just talk about conspiracy theories and politics, honestly. Yeah. I honestly think that he has more fun doing that than football right now, at least after the last 2 years. And if he wants to do that, God bless him. Go do what you want to do. But I'm kind of with you, John. I'm not 100% sure that football is his favorite thing right now.
Okay. Adele, apparently your odds are very high that he's a Steeler. Mine are.
Those aren't my odds, John. We're talking about this, and we're taking apart what she said for about her minute-long rant.
Right, I'm asking you.
I don't
what
have
do you
odds.
Think?
I don't care. I hope he doesn't play because we don't have to talk about him anymore. That's what I think. I don't want to talk about Aaron Rodgers anymore. He's boring.
So
he hasn't been effective. And she laid it out. Didn't make the playoffs. Didn't win many games last year. Was hurt the year before. What's the impact of Aaron Rodgers outside of at least he's not Mason Rudolph?
Well, that's right. He'll make the Steelers better.
Going to make them better than
he's been
what they were last year?
You know what he's been the last year?
Rudolph? I said what they were last year.
He's been Justin
Verlander. Well, forget last year. What they have right now, he'll make them better.
I'm aware. We talked about it yesterday. But as far as what they expect of him, an improvement over last year is at least the expectation. A playoff team who wasn't really competitive in the playoffs.
Yeah, he was not the same player last year, even when his – people have tried to take his stats and pretend like his stats, he was a really good player. I had this argument with somebody.
Games.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like, he was not. If you actually watched Aaron Rodgers and you have respect for who he was as a talent, one of the greats we've seen, then you know that last year wasn't a very good year for him at all. And, you know, it was funny. I was looking at Justin Verlander's 0-3 this year. Me and my dad were like, what the hell's up? Like, we haven't even talked about Justin Verlander. It's like he's not even playing baseball. You look at Justin Verlander's last 2 years, he's officially in that Hakeem Olajuwon end of his career situation.
Well, he's on the IL now.
On the IL now. He was 0-3 with the 5 ERA before. Last year he had a bad year, losing record, high ERA. Justin Verlander's done. Like, he's probably done. Aaron Rodgers might be done.
Yeah.
We may not know it just because we give him the benefit of the doubt with the Achilles season, but he wasn't good last year. Is it worth all this? But at the same time, you can't argue that veterans – you can't argue for one veteran that, well, listen, it's not – it's voluntary. It's voluntary. D'Amico Ryans was asked yesterday about guys missing or whatever. He goes, hey, it's voluntary.
Well,
it's voluntary. He made a point about saying it's voluntary.
Okay, you see, I mean, there's a tweet out. Stephon Diggs isn't there. Hassan Reddick isn't there. Somebody else isn't there. And Damian Pierce isn't there. Damian Pierce – if for some reason wasn't there yesterday.
Because it's voluntary.
But Wait a minute. You're Damian Pierce.
I'm with you. I think you need to, like, I'm with you. Although I would tell you that, well, no, Woody Marks is there now. I'm with you. Look, Damian, you're going into last year. You cost more than Woody Marks. They can reset. Like, I'm with you. Damian Pierce is going to have a hard time making this team.
Is he holding out for a bigger contract? Is that what he's doing?
No. No, I think he just looks at it as, I don't have to be in. It's a voluntary.
I don't know. This is voluntary. You know the Texans.
A bigger contract, he's not getting anything. Then this is the dumbest move I've ever seen. You're basically just hastening your departure. You got to be there. You're not getting a you're not getting a second contract from the Texans.
Yeah, I was just reading about somebody.
There's no reason to give him a second. You don't even give good running back second contracts anymore. Why are you giving Damian Pierce a second contract? You don't. You reset your money. You got a big contract coming up for Will Anderson. You're going to have to shave off money. You do it with your second running back, third running back, your fourth and fifth wide. You got two rookie wide receiver contracts now. You're going to get rid of your veteran offensive lineman and draft some rookies next year on the offensive line. That'll be cheaper. That's how you do it. Damian Pierce, he's done. You got Agumba Wale already signed this year. I think Agumba Wale and Woody Marks for sure. You know, maybe Damian makes it as a fourth wide receiver, but I'm kind of with you. What are you not doing in camp? I'd be trying my best to make sure.
You need to.
And they love Damian Pierce. Like, Damian is a worker. But if I'm Damian, man, I'm doing everything I can to make sure I'm keeping
my job. Maybe
he
told him, and it's a
reasonable
thing, and they know. Yeah, you know.
You know, oh, yeah.
Because he is a worker.
Terry McLaurin is holding out. He's not there. Not holding out because it's a voluntary. But he's not there. He's in the last year of his deal. I could see that. I mean, the Commanders need him. There's no question about that. Jack Beck is not at Raiders camp. I mean.
TCU's Jack Beck.
Yeah, Jack.
Wow. So it's just a contract issue?
The second rounders, are having some problems.
Shamar Stewart has offset language in his contract that has to deal with like $1.7 or $1.8 million. And he's not in camp, and there's two schools of thought. One is, Shamar, just sign your deal. But the other one is, what are you doing, Bengals? Trying to nitpick on a guy who's going to, you know, play more than likely a minimum of 4 years for
on
you.
On a guy that you have to have, too,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, you really do. But there's another battle going on with rookie contracts being fully guaranteed. Teams are not looking to give in on that one. So that might be what's going on with Besh, too.
Well, Higgins, Jaden got his. So, he's the first one?
I think Jaden he was.
The first one?
Outside of the first round. Yeah, he's outside of the first round. He got the thing fully guaranteed.
Yeah. All right, we got a break. We got to talk a little Zadok.
Zadok Jewelers, the jeweler of Houston. The official one. It's unofficial, but I like to call it official. I mean, look, they've been here over 40 years. It's family-owned and operated the entire time. They have the highest quality watches, engagement rings, tennis bracelets, diamond pendants, earrings. There's something for everyone there. But when you go into Zadok Jewelers, you are going to get service and selection like you've never encountered before. 28,000 square feet of jewelry, two different levels. It's at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, and the experts who are in there, one of their experts in there, her brother used to be an NFL head coach, and she is in there. She used to be a ballerina in New York. Like, it's an interesting background. Just talking to her, I was looking at some different things, and I was like, wow, that's a really cool story. And she knew everything about what I was looking at. I mean, everything, and made the process so easy. No matter your budget, no matter your level of knowledge when it comes to what you're looking for, it doesn't matter. Zadok Jewelers will take care of you, and you're going to get something that's going to make her go crazy and really know how much you care about her with Zadok Jewelers. Zadok, ZADOK.com, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, Zadok Jewelers.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to Ramp.com and love finance again.